About 20 UN observers have been detained by about 30 Syrian armed fighters near the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights. The rebels said they took the monitors to try to stop the Syrian army from firing on them and civilians in the areas. The observers from the Philippines were monitoring the Syrian-Israeli ceasefire. This is the latest sign that the Syrian conflict is in danger of spilling over its borders. This is felt especially in Lebanon, where hundreds of people have died in Syria-linked violence over the past 2 years. Mohammed Samak is a Sunni Muslim who is Secretary General of the National Committee for Christian-Muslim Dialogue. He told Salvatore Sabatino the Lebanese people fear what the Syrian conflict will do to the region.
It's not really difficult. It is the reaction of extremism. You cannot have a scientific and spiritual dialogue with those who believe that they have the right to monopole the truth, and they are the only group who know their way to God and to religion. And they exclude all others from this understanding. These people, you cannot have a dialogue with them because they refuse you from the very beginning. But these people, though they have a high voice, but they are a minority. And this phenomena does not live. It is a short-sighted phenomena. And we count on the fact that understanding between Christians and Muslims and between moderate Muslims can raise their voice in order to stop this movement and to rebuild the relations between Christians on the safe side.
You spoke about three rules that are on the base of community, of dialogue.
Yes. You see, the first rule is human dignity, respect of human dignity. Human dignity is a gift from God to every human being, regardless of his ethnicity, of his religion, of his sect, or whatsoever. So this respect is a common base for people to understand. The second one rule I spoke about, that people are different, that people are created different, and they manifest by their differences the greatness of God in creating these differences between people. And that's why we are obliged to respect God in respecting the differences between people. And respecting their different way of reaching God, as the Vatican do in 1965, the Council of Vatican II showed very clearly in the decisions made. So I'm afraid that there are misunderstanding to these principles, which lead to the misunderstanding between people.
You come from Lebanon, a little country, but very important for all the Middle East. How is the situation now in your country?
Well, I can say it is a tense situation because the repercussions of what's happening in Syria is focused in Lebanon. We have 1 million Syrian refugees now. Lebanon is a country now of 4 million. That's 1/5 of the population is of Syrian refugees. Besides that, we have about 500,000 of Palestinian refugees. So this country is unable economically and socially, and the situation in Lebanon, the conflict in the Middle East are all focused in Lebanon. Our economy is weak also. But Lebanon remains a sort of safe haven for all those who believe in plurality in the Middle East. and the Middle East is plural, but respect of plurality is weak. You find this respect more evident, more clear in Lebanon than in any other place.
Are you scared about the situation in Syria because we speak about a sort of regionalization of the conflict?
Yes, certainly we are scared. For the sake of the Syrians who are suffering now, you have more than 70,000 people now killed. The country is destructed completely. This will have political, economical, and social consequences in the coming future. Not only Lebanon will suffer, all the Middle East will suffer because of what's happening now in Syria. We hope that this misery will stop, but I'm afraid that the international community is not doing its job properly, only just speaking and trying the minimum so far. I hope that they will take it more seriously because it will put international security in danger.